Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This time of year is sometimes called the most wonderful time, but for many of us, it's not. The holidays can mean seeing family members you might have avoided the rest of the year, dealing with loneliness or loss, and advertising songs and social media can increase that feeling of missing out. So what do you do?
So it's important to remember the reality of it, which is that not everyone is happy. Not everyone's family is great, that a lot of that is an illusion.
Surviving the holidays, coming up on American Cafe.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome to a special holiday edition of American Cafe. Whether you think it's the most wonderful time of the year or you dread the holidays, they are here. Often the holidays involve getting together with friends or family or co-workers that you might not have much to do with the rest of the year. Sometimes family can be the most toxic relationships in your life. So how do you navigate the minefield that the holidays present? For some perspective, I spoke with Randy Mason. She's a New York City psychotherapist and the author of Falling Back to One, which tells the story of one man's struggle for salvation and healing. She said one thing that can help you navigate difficult times, especially with family, is to realize that you're not responsible for someone else's behavior.
You have to be in that mindset that unless they themselves have, let's say, done some psychotherapy work on themselves, they're going to be and act exactly the same as they always have and will treat you the same as they always have. And this is one way to sort of unhook from that, at least intellectually, to realize that nothing's going to change and to try to maybe just observe it and not get pulled into it.
But come on, this is family we're talking about. You grew up with them. You know them. They know you. So what do you do if you don't like them or if they're abusive? Dr. Brian Jory is an educator and therapist in Atlanta, Georgia. He is also the author of Cupid on Trial, What We Learn About Love When Loving Gets Tough. He told me one strategy to navigate holiday stress is to realize it will end.
So I think sometimes you just hold your breath and you realize, okay, this will be over. In fact, I think even the most healthy of families are usually breathing a sigh of relief once the holidays are over. Of course, for some people, it's, you know, that's easier said than done.
Steve Simpson is the author of several books for young adults. He grew up with an alcoholic and abusive father. Steve said the holidays were more stressful when he was young because he would have to be at home with his dad. But his life began to turn around when he realized he was not alone.
One out of every five children today is a child of an alcoholic. One of every five. So certainly I'm not alone. Okay, so if there was a class of 30, there's a half dozen kids that fit in my category. And that was important for me to realize because my hopelessness and thoughts of suicide came from thinking it's just never going to get better. This is just me that, you know, they're talking about has these problems.
Dr. Brian Jory says it's important to work on your own soul, to have a healthy sense of who you are. And that can help you have compassion for people you might not get along with.
And when we understand ourselves, it frees up a little space between our ears to try to understand other people, even when we dislike them or disagree with something they're saying or have issues from the past with them. You know, understanding goes a long, long way in these things of trying to just see what they're carrying.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
In our technologically connected world, it can be easy to believe that everyone else is having a happy holiday season from what they post. And advertisers' lifeblood is creating a world that you want to be a part of. whether it's to sell cars, electronics, or alcohol. But Randy Mason says we need to realize the worlds we see online and in other media are not the real ones.
It's so important to remember all of these things you're seeing on social media have been culled and cultivated to be those perfect glowing moments. This is not reality. Anything that's so perfect can never be reality. Human beings are flawed. Things are not so wonderful. People have chosen these things to present an image. And so if you look at those images and then it makes you feel worse, that's actually normally what happens, and so it's not a healthy thing.
Dr. Brian Jory says if watching too many movies or holiday specials or flipping through too much social media is making you depressed, it's a good idea to turn them off.
And so you've got to ask yourself, when you're watching the happy families around you or watching people opening the gifts, when you're watching the movies or the musical productions and so on, is this really making me feel better? Or is this just dragging me down all the more? And then have the courage to say, I don't want to watch this.
Steve Simpson says finding others to get involved with, either self-help groups, community groups, or houses of faith, can help relieve the feelings that you're missing out.
The key is you don't have to be alone and go through this yourself. I was always by myself, you know, ascending for the holidays and feeling so lonely because you turn the TV set on and you show these happy commercials and just what you said, the most wonderful time of the year. You know, and for me, it was the most miserable time. So when I get involved, I recommend people to get involved in these type of groups and self-help because they realize it's not just them. They have camaraderie. And you can even joke with each other about things that have happened.
My guests also stress the importance of good self-care. Get enough sleep, eat healthy food, limit your consumption of depressants like alcohol, and get outside in the sunshine if you can. My thanks to Randy Mason, Dr. Brian Jory, and Steve Simpson. If you would like more information about them, or if you have questions or comments about our show, visit our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. And if you want to hear previous episodes of our program, you can find them on voanews.com. I hope you have a safe and happy holiday season. For all the folks here at VOA, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.